So here we are with part three of these revision podcasts for planning and public policy. And the point in the lecture slides that I had reached was Derek Casey's. Now, he used many, many slides in his presentation. So I have cherry-picked a few and then squeezed them all onto my PDF that's available to you on Moodle. And a lot of what he talked about, I think, tied in with the broad themes of our module. It was about why use events and festivals to try and achieve particular outcomes. Who bids? Why are they bidding? This idea of political repositioning, economic repositioning. He talked a lot about the relationship between events and festivals and a city's strategy, to the extent that, yes, there might be the ambition of having a positive legacy in terms of being smarter, healthier, wealthier, all those sorts of things. But he made the point time and again that an event on its own is not a strategy, that there is a need to build events, well, as he sees it, a need to build events into a broader strategy, in the sense that, yes, events can play a part in what it is you're trying to achieve, but if they are it, if that is your strategy, then you're going to be left with heavy costs and limited sustainability of whatever it is you've got left. So he picked out some good examples. Things he liked were things like the Barcelona Olympics in 1992, but there are also some negatives as well, and that could include Athens, it could include Sochi, and so on. So yes, he's largely talking about those big international events. That led naturally, as it were, to think about the organisations, the owners of these events, the rights holders, the ones who you must pay if you want to broadcast their work, the ones that you must submit your bid to if you want to host some of these big events. So we picked up on that, and that got us thinking about, okay, well, what are some of, why wouldn't you want to bid? Because that is what we're seeing increasingly. We're seeing cities and countries deciding that bidding is not for them, or that they are pulling out of bids, or, as of course Derek said, you've got citizens, you've got publics saying, no, this is not what we want, this is not where we think our city should be spending its time, money, resources and effort. There are other things to worry about. So in some of the slides that I've picked out there, there are some examples of that. But I would also say keep an eye on the sort of stuff we discussed in the seminars, which was in relation to some of those media articles and, of course, that John Oliver video. And, so I guess what we're thinking about is the demands, the role of those big events owners, what it is that they're trying to achieve themselves, and their relationship with host governments. To what extent does the event and its owners have an impact on the management of your nation, of your city, or whatever it might be? And what kind of an impact does that have on the people who live there, on civil society, on the citizens, on the public, and so on? Strengths and weaknesses, certainly. Definitely some advantages. The potential is huge. Massive amounts of investment and all of that, but there are also risks, downsides, negatives, and perhaps this is where it comes, or where we can go back to the ideas of Foley et al., where they're picking out this idea that, well, who pays and who gains, and what is the balance between these different themes, and to what extent do some of those costs lie under the surface, and what does it take for a group of citizens to make their voice heard if they feel that they are being disregarded in these sorts of projects. So there's plenty going on there, and so on. And perhaps this leads us quite naturally into a discussion around sustainability, which was one of the later topics, along with instrumentalism. And so much of what we discussed in the context of sustainability was the relationship between the event itself and the sort of outcomes that you're trying to have. So to what extent can the outcomes be sustainable even if the event itself is only short term. That might be in the context of these sporting mega events, it might be a cultural project such as the European City of Culture, etc., etc. So we have similar themes coming from Derek and also from Richardson Palmer. There's some ideas there about what it is to be a sustainable city from a management perspective. And also, again, this what they term the Sustainability Balancing Act, where, again, we've got a situation where it's not just about trying to find a technocratic, technical solution that satisfies everyone. There will be discussions here. One thing will work, others won't work so well. Now, the way in which the lecture slides then developed was to merge us into some of the closing themes of the lecture, which was things like stakeholders. We've looked at stakeholders from different perspectives, had a look at some theory, had a look at some models. Perhaps this can also bring us into thinking about the rational comprehensive model and the stakeholder relationships model. All this is very kind of interesting ways of being able to structure the world in which we are operating when we're planning our events and our festivals. Here you've got ways of just trying to get more of an understanding of how these partnerships might be described, how they might work, what some of the risks in there might be, how we might be able to make the most of it, both for ourselves, but also for other stakeholders too. And, this kind of wraps up a lot of what we've been thinking about, because arguably, and I don't know if this is impartial or not, but arguably, if what we're trying to do is fall into line with what the policy says it's trying to achieve, then we have public sector organisations and the events that they work alongside trying to achieve benefits for a wide range of stakeholders. Now, that might be the public, it might be particular interest groups, and it might, of course, be the people working in the industry, people like you, people like me in the olden days. And as it says in the Perth and Kinross strategy, people working in the creative industries, people putting on the events and festivals that we're so interested in. So there's definitely a discussion to be had there about what it is that the public sector can contribute in all these different areas, be it appropriate pursuit of policies, be it trying to manage the different interest groups in relation to stakeholders, in terms of trying to come up with some sustainable outcomes where we can build on things year after year, perhaps, or where different levels of government can work together, where national agencies can work with local authorities and we can have some understanding of how they're similar, how they're different, and so on. The theory and the practice are very important to this particular module, because it's an emerging area of study. You know, some of those early quotes from people like Foley et al., they say it's early days. We're still working out how these different elements fit together in the context of events and festivals, how different stakeholders kind of get listened to or not. And so being able to develop a workable theory and then see whether or not it can be applied, whether it makes sense, whether it is appropriate in different contexts, this is stuff we're still working out. And it's going to be different from place to place, whether it's South Africa or South America, or if it's Edinburgh, somewhere that's much more strategic. Now, as it happens, you know, what with Scotland being a relatively mature events economy, we have all these documents to work with. And it may be that after you finish this module, you never look at such a document again. But you know they exist. You know that they use a particular type of language a lot of the time. And you know that they are up for discussion. You know, these are ambitions. This is people saying we've got the potential here to work with events and festivals in different ways. What we can do as events professionals, as we develop and grow and build on our understanding of what's going on, is contribute to that, to try and be part of the discussion, to try and, I don't know, represent the interests of different stakeholder groups, to try and be reflective practitioners and ultimately make that bridge between events and policy effective for everyone. Thanks very much. See you soon.